Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Everybody does a little dance with the devil. And everybody's got a little hole in the middle. Everybody does a little dance with the devil.
It's now time for a very on the highway edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass to your friends, and which games to just make that difficult choice and to just drive on by. I'm Corey. I'm joined by the man who hit the road, Basher.
I made it to 96 and I wasn't murdered.
Don't know what that means. We are here to talk about two games this time. Two of them.
Two
games. Microsoft's Dose? Only release in 2022, As Dust Falls. I'm sure there's at least one other one, and they've got that game coming out from Obsidian. But we're here to talk about As Dusk Falls and Road 96 in this dual edition of Game Pass or Pass. But before that, did you know that you can suggest what games you want us to play? You can choose to email gpopfans@gmail.com, or if it's easier for you, pull out your phone right now, 574-651-9256. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you like. What's that? Is that the song? You can have it your way. And we're going to get sued.
Are you
now
talking about the T.I. song featuring Rihanna?
You say that like I'm going to know who's... If I don't know if it's a song, I'm not going to know who sings the song.
you talk about T.I.P.? You talk about Tip? King of the South?
So do you want to go first or should I go first?
All right, let's talk about Riri's new album.
Who?
Riri.
Who's Riri?
Rihanna. Like, guy, come on. She's a billionaire, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not.
Riri?
That's her name.
She goes by Riri now.
Now? this has been a long time thing.
Did you hear that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock?
Since when?
I don't know. I heard about it. Let's talk about Road 96 first, because I think that's one's a little more, I think a lot of people are playing As Dust Falls, but I think some people are not playing Road 96. So let's get some details on that one here real quick. Road 96 is a crazy, beautiful road trip, the discovery of exciting places and unusual people on your own personal journey to freedom, an ever-evolving story-driven adventure inspired by Tarantino, the Coen brothers, and Bong Joon-ho.
Are you serious? Is that okay?
Made by the award-winning creators of Valiant Hearts and Memories Retold. Moments of action, exploration, contemplative melancholy, human encounters, and wacky situations. Set against a backdrop of authoritarian rule and oppression. This is going places. A stunning visual style, a soundtrack filled with 90s hits, and a thousand routes through this game to combine so each player can create their own unique stories. On Road 96, available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC, is optimized for Xbox Series X and S, does have Xbox achievements and cloud saves on PC, and you're also going to get VRR as well as 60 frames plus on PC. Road 96, this was actually one that I was going to suggest we both play, but time will do what it wants, and you ended up playing this one and I didn't, so... Let me, what you think about it? What you thinking about Road 96 over there?
Road 96. It is not my normal genre of game. This is definitely that kind of adventure game that, excuse me, have the hiccups. And Buddy's back. Yeah, Buddy. All right, go play Buddy. This is not my normal genre game for sure. It does not have a ton of gameplay. It is very much a choose your own adventure style game. The point of the game, I guess, is you play as these missing teens one by one by one. And the whole point is to get to Road 96, to cross the border, to, or to create change, to create a new world, if you will. The world of Road 96 is very, very obviously not a mockumentary, but a,
I have no idea.
It's a viewpoint of the world we live in today. Like this World 96 wears its politics on its sleeve. The main bad guy, the main president at the moment, is clearly a Trump-esque character, a conservative character, and he's going up against the Maya Flores is her name, and she's clearly the liberal, clearly the progressive, and it does not shy away from his politics at all. I'm not going to say it's woke, because I feel like that does the game a bit of a disservice. It just really I think it honestly has its voice and it's speaking in a certain way, and it has its opinions, and it does not shy away from those opinions. So when you're playing these teens and you're choosing your own adventure style, adventure, each time you come across these very important decisions along the way, and it's usually one of three things. Are you going to be someone who votes for change? You can be someone who kind of becomes a radical and does violent things for change, or are you going to be complacent and just be a bit selfish and get out yourself? So along the way, you create your own adventure with each of these different characters. So you make six runs, essentially, with six different missing teens. And along the way, you meet, I want to say, about eight different characters. Each of the eight characters have their own unique personalities, their own viewpoints, and some of them even surprise you. One of my favorite characters in the game is the talk show host. I think her name was Sandy, and she comes off as very Tucker Carlson, if you will, like just spewing whatever the networks tell her to spew, making a killing off telling lies on TV, and you're supposed to dislike her, but each time you meet her and learn more about her, she becomes more and more of a three-dimensional character, and by the end of her storyline, you kind of feel for her. The same for there's a killer on the road, and he has his motivations that you learn and may or may not sympathize with. There's a trucker on the road that you meet along the way. He has his own journey that you learn across six different perspectives. It's really cool how they were able to create a game that is technically short, but each of these runs connect in a way where they tell a whole story. And it's one of those, I was surprised at myself that I was actually drawn to this story. It really is a story of discovering oneself, looking at the nature and the state of the world, and how do you approach that, especially as a young person in the country?
So I'm very curious, and I have questions. So, like, as I did start the game, I just didn't have time to keep playing it. I'm the 8 stories. What is the actual gameplay? Like, is it all of that first person, like just basically going up to somebody and picking answers, or like is there puzzles? Or is it more Walking Dead style?
Super light puzzle work. Super light. An example of gameplay would be you need to get the keys from the cops. So how are you going to do that? You just walk to the left and you press A on the fuse box. You walk to the right. You pick up the keys with A, and then you get the keys. Like, it's not super
light problem.
It's not
solving.
Super deep.
Right.
Absolutely. Like, super light. And you can control the character the whole time, but it's not Devil May Cry. You know, like you're a floating camera, making choices, picking up things and putting down things.
I just couldn't tell from the little bit I played. I was like, is this? I had a real hard time grasping what kind of game it was. And again, I've played for maybe 10, 15 minutes, and I just couldn't. Just unfortunately, I couldn't keep playing. And so I was curious because I wanted to. But so I know you said there's like 8 different stories. How long is each one of them?
Each one. I mean, you can complete this. You can complete the whole game in a sitting. I feel like it's really not long. Each run, if you will, has about 5 to 8 stops. And these adventures aren't long. These episodes aren't long.
So I don't know how many hours? I guess is what
I don't know.
Oh my land. What are you good for? So that's actually really, I won't say confusing because that's not what I'm going to say. Like, I had no idea it actually had like multiple antagonists and stuff like that. I thought you kind of just picked who you wanted to play as and then you sort of experienced it. So that's interesting. I just didn't know that.
No, like the first, like, because you start off as one character, and then you can either escape, make it all the way through, or you can die, or you can get caught by the police and get arrested. I mean, and some of it is necessary. It's not necessary to escape every single time. Sometimes you have to get caught. Sometimes a character does have to die. Sometimes you have to make those decisions, and it creates for pretty interesting and real adventure. Hold on. My cat knocked my headphones out. Man down.
Cat down.
Stop the show. Can't hear anything. All right, I'm back.
He's back. Didn't even know you left. So it sounds like it's a game that, unfortunately, like it's kind of hard to talk about because it's so narrative heavy. But the fact that you enjoyed the narrative is saying a lot. Obviously, because again, we are gameplay first people, so it takes a lot from a narrative standpoint to get through it. So interesting. So what? How do you think people should play it? Like, am I gonna regret not playing this? For the end, it sounds like I'm going to have to play it for our end of the year discussion.
I mean, for me, it's going to resonate with a lot of young people, especially. It really is a game that they're telling a story where it's really about just one's adventure in life in this current state of the world. And it's how you get through it, who you meet along the way, and what you do with those experiences. So it's definitely one of those games, but I think it does it well enough to where it's not super preachy. I mean, like again, it does not shy away from its politics at all. But at the same time, it's a bit, there's, you know what? I would just say it's a sweet game. Like, it's just sweet. Like, it doesn't try to beat you over the head with something. It doesn't try to shove something down your throat. It's just a sweet game that's trying to tell a story.
So, should we play it? Game Pass or Pass?
I think you should play Road 96 and give it a couple of playthroughs just to see how things intertwine and connect.
Well, there you go. Are we getting soft? Like, you just passed on a story based game.
Maybe I was in my feelings that day listening to Drake. Who knows? I wasn't listening enough to T.I. that day.
Who's Drake? So let's flip it over to a very similar style of game. We're going to talk about As Dusk Falls. This is one that I played. Here's the description on this game. As Dusk Falls is an original interactive drama from Inter/Night that explores an entangled lives of two families across 30 years, starting in 1998 with a robbery gone wrong in a small town, Arizona. It literally says wrong in small town, Arizona. It's not proper. The choices you make have a powerful impact on the characters' lives in this uncompromising story of betrayal, sacrifice, and resilience. Replay the story again and again to uncover vastly different outcomes for the characters and explore hidden nuances behind every decision. Will your characters survive unscathed? What kind of people will they ultimately become? Drive the lives and relationships of multiple characters in a decade-spanning story drives the lives and relationships of multiple characters in a decades-spanning story told across two intense books. Uncompromising crime drama. This cinematic story is brought to life by the performance of actors that are digitally rendered into a beautiful art style, creating a unique experience that plays like a motion graphic novel. Available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, PC. Does have co-op. I'll talk about that a little bit. And does also have... It's got local and online co-op, but it's kind of like a versus too, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But As Dusk Falls is actually published by Microsoft. I made that joke earlier. So this was a day one Game Pass game for that reason. So, Basher, if I said...
Yes, Corey.
If I said this game had no gameplay, what do you think that means?
I know exactly what that means.
It means it's your favorite.
That's why
I didn't make you play this game. So As This Falls is 100% is playing in that Telltale story style, but it's even less than that. Like, there is no movement of characters. You are literally looking at the screen, watching it unfold, and you are picking your reaction, basically, or how you want to handle it.
Already falling asleep.
You want to pick your action and go from there. So, like, we made the joke about Road 96 of being like, yeah, it's even the game. But like, this is one of those to where it is hard to even say, yo, it's a game. So this game will live and die by its writing, of course. And I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised. It's wearing what it's derived from on its sleeve. Like, it's very much a Breaking Bad style of writing. To where it's like it's real people with real problems that you could, you know, not that you would face, but that seem real. They don't seem manufactured. And the way it all kind of intertwines is where it really starts to take off. So there's a bunch of different characters. You kind of start off as this family. They're just passing through, have some car trouble. And then you're also playing as a different family, but it's these three brothers. And these three brothers are performing a robbery, and it doesn't go entirely wrong, but they make I guess it probably could go wrong, depending on how you do it, I guess. But those two families intertwine and they meet, and then you sort of play as, you know, quote, play. You sort of experience it as each side, and you get flashbacks, you get, you know, and then time changes, all that fun stuff. So it's one of those games. And the art style is going to be something that really pushes people away or not, because there's not really a lot of moving parts. It's like I won't say like a flip book, because that's not what I want to say, but it's a very highly stylized sort of comic book looking presentation. And I mean, I have to assume that's because it was for a cost reason, because this is a small team animating all this all along, like, you know, putting mocap and stuff. Like, this is not a David Cage game. You know, this is not a Detroit or a Heavy Rain, anything like that. It's not about hyperrealism. It's really about the story and your choices and how they play out. So, but it's kind of hard to talk about because the story quote here and what's the surprising fact is it has many different outcomes. Like, so you have played like Walking Dead, right? Like, you've played one of them.
Yes. Yeah. I've played probably, I think, two of them actually.
And I like those games a lot, actually. Like, I've played most of the Telltale games, and I've even played some, you know, like Life is Strange, stuff like that. But the one thing I'll always say is that, at least this is how I always felt, is, yeah, you're making choices along the way, but, like, really only one or two matter, you know, like, in each chapter.
Right.
Like, there's a, like, pivotal moment of, like, oh, like, this one's going to have consequences. And every once in a while, it's like, oh, you know, Basher will remember that, or Basher didn't like that, or Basher liked that, you know?
It'll give exactly.
But this one, like, every decision, every single time that pops up, like, it feels weighted. It feels like it's going to, like, okay, like, this could take the story one way or another. And it does the thing that Detroit did, and I think some of David Cage's games, other ones did it too, but that's the one I remember, is at the end of each chapter, like, it gives you sort of like a breakdown, almost like a pre-writing, you know, like a writing outline of these are all the different scenarios that could have happened. Like, it doesn't tell you what they are, but it shows you all the different paths. And it's crazy. Like, there are multiple paths of each choice. And each single choice has its own path, which then goes down its own path. Like, it's nuts. And that's really the story of, you know, or the thing about this game, is just that it has depth in a way that I just don't think that you're going to realize until you sort of play that first chapter and you see what could have happened, or you see that your choices could have made many different things happen. And I have compared and contrast what a lot of people have happened in their story, and it's completely different. Like, it's not quite like to the Mass Effect promise of like all your choices matter at the end. Like, you still get to the end the same way, but like, who's alive, who's dead, what their motivations are, what the relationships are, can be vastly, vastly different. And I think that really only is possible that they, because of, you know, that's what they focused on. That is the focus of the game. So it's, the co-op is interesting too, because you can play it online, but it's also one of those games that you can play with just your phone. And so really you can just pick one of three choices, but each person has like overrides. So let's say, you know, it's like, do you want to go through the window or do you want to go through the front door? And, you know, let's say I pick window, you pick door. Like, we have the ability to override each other. If not, it does like a coin flip kind of thing. But you only get three per, I think it's three per chapter. So I could, might be more than that. I don't remember. I didn't actually do it. I only played it single player. So that's interesting because, like, it really is almost like a battle at that point. Because, like, you're not really making a story together. You're really sort of, like, competing, if that makes sense. Which is kind of weird, but it's kind of a cool feature that anybody can pull out their phone. It has up to 8 people that can play. So that's kind of cool. It can be done online, or it can be done locally too. So I think you can even do like 4 local and 4 co-op. So this will be a Twitch thing, like a Twitch thing, a Twitch stream. People will definitely be taking care of that. So I feel like I need to say more about like the story, but ask me a question, because I feel like.
I think you should say more about the story as well, because this is definitely one game I did. When you mentioned playing this game, I saw it and instantly just was turned off. It really is one of those games you can play with like your Fire Stick remote.
No, yeah, for sure.
Know? Like,
yeah.
Like it's zero gameplay, and it just, I don't think I need. Even compared to like a row 96, I need to at least move the left stick in my character move something. Like, you know, because past that, it just doesn't become a game for me anymore. At that point, it's just and again, this is what they're going for, like a visual novel, you know? And you'd have to tell me if you think the story and characters are really that great, because as someone who likes video games, likes movies, but also loves reading books. It's like, I'd rather just read a really good book I don't get much out of the visual novel yet anyway. And it, so far there has not been that game for me that was like, that just did it for me. Like, The Walking Dead was probably the closest thing, but I mean, even then, the magic was gone after that first one. So like, I don't really know. Like, you tell me, like, did you really connect with this story? Is it really that good? Is it really worth kind of not playing a non-game?
Yeah, and it is with a caveat. And I agree with like that first Walking Dead season is strong. Like, I will never not give that game its accolades, you know, but it also had the benefit of being the first. Like we hadn't really seen anything like that. A game that, like, part of it was the fervor because it was easy to pick up and play. Like, anybody could literally pick up and play that game and they could sort of get it. Even, you know, it was with a property that people liked. So it had a lot going for it. But I think if you sort of look it back, like, the story itself is good, but I would call it a solid 7 out of 10, you know, a solid 8 out of 10.
Exactly.
This, I think it is stronger. However, you really have to like this style of drama. You have to like the Breaking Bad style of drama. And it's not, what's the word I want to say? Like, it is very much grounded in reality. And a lot of it has to do with like interpersonal relationships and sort of family ties, you know, what that means to you. Like, if you're into that style of drama, then yeah, like it's super strong because you really do jump between these two families and you're really only playing as one or two members from each family. But like, there's one character in particular with the non-brothers family, I'll call them, like the more traditional family. Of you do like a flashback scene and you sort of get this moment of you can accuse your wife of cheating or not. And like, that sounds kind of weird, but like the conversation leading up to that is this character sort of, you also make the decision earlier, like he lost his job, but, and you can pick why he lost his job. Did you pick why he lost his job because he believed in what he did or because he just made a wrong choice, if that makes sense. Like, there's a lot of interconnectivity that's woven into it. And then you get to this pivotal moment of like, this whole family is moving because of this one decision that he made that you kind of made. But then you also have this on top of it. Like, now there's like infidelity and cheating involved. And it's weird how much of it takes a toll on you because like, you've already met these characters and there's a daughter involved and there's a grandfather involved and you don't want to split up this family, right? So you really do end up putting yourselves in these scenarios to where, like, what would you do? And I found myself doing that a lot of times of just like, of putting myself in that character, which is something I never really did with Walking Dead because it's always a licensed franchise. And, you know, like, when I'm playing Telltale's Batman, I'm going to make whatever decision I think Batman would make. But this...
Right, exactly.
Right, yep. But this story became really much of just like, it does a really good job of introducing the characters and immediately you can sort of get the vibe of each one of them. And so there's a little bit of like, I think this is what this character would do, but they do a good enough job of making them enough of a clean slate and a blank slate that you can start carving out your own style character. And you kind of get two different versions of that, or even about three different versions of that, because you are playing as different characters and then there is a time hop eventually. So you're sort of, you kind of get to play three or four different roles, but they're all very grounded in reality. So it really is kind of a reflection of you. And a lot of times it can end up in a way that like with the possibly choosing that your wife cheated, like, you know, you get these inklings of just like, I don't know what to do here because I don't want to make the wrong choice. But the thing is, it really isn't a wrong choice. And it's really good about doing that. So no matter what choice you make, it makes you feel like you did the right choice. But sometimes the outcome isn't a good outcome, if that makes sense. So it's got that style of drama to where people make choices and things happen that you aren't always good, but they all kind of make sense in the grand scheme. And that's, it's really hard to do. And like, I can't really point my finger. Like, there's one or two instances where, particularly with the three brothers, that I'm just like, it's too much a little bit. It's just like this one kid, this one brother, he's a hothead, and it's just like, he's too much of a hothead. And it's just like, why would anybody want to be friends with this guy?
And right, he, because he's the hothead, he makes all the hothead decisions.
Right.
Like, he's the hothead. Like, that's,
and so
this is one no character.
Yeah. So, and so every once in a while, there's one of those moments, but they do, again, they do a pretty good job of even that character of balancing it out of like, there's the brotherly element to it. And I don't have a brother, you know, so like, I don't have that aspect of it, but I do have a sibling. So it's like, you sort of have to decide if this character is better off alone or if he's better off staying with his hot-headed brother. But there's a lot of history there that you see, like with the father and the other brother. And like, there's just so much drama that is baked into it that even though I think he's probably one of the weaker characters, I still walked away from it having a good understanding of it, if that makes sense. And then by the time it wraps up, like, I wasn't a huge fan of the time hop. Like, I felt like it was kind of unnecessary. That's not what I want to say. I felt like it kind of jumped too far, kind of thing. And so you sort of take control of one of the characters that was a child in the first half of it, and you're sort of seeing what happened to these characters after, I think it was 20 years. And it works, but it doesn't work in the same way, because it almost just feels like an epilogue, and you're not making as many choices, but it's just as long as the first half of the game. Actually, it's probably a little bit shorter. So it's kind of weird. Like, it's sort of seeing like the outcome of all your choices, but they obviously can't just do that. So they let you make some other choices, but they're just not as weighted. It's not a bad thing. It's just kind of a weird discrepancy that the first half feels very, very heavy, and the second half just doesn't feel as heavy. So. But no, it's strong.
What I think I'm, and as you talk about As Dusk Falls, what I think I liked about Row 96 is that they gamified it a lot more than what As Dusk Falls sounds like. I feel like in my brain, I gamified the heck out of Row 96 by making it a runner. Because you can just, you pick a character, you go, whatever happens, happens, pick a new character, your skills carry over, information carries over, make another run. You do that four or five more times, you get an ending, and that's it. Whereas As Dusk Falls feels like very much like a, like a story being told, and it's, and although it sounds like a story I would like, I don't know if it's a story I would play. So you tell me, is this a game that you pass on your friends and family, or is this a game you like, yeah, it's neat, but not neat enough?
I don't think I'm as high on it as you are of Row 96, but I am pretty high on it. I think it's a little too long. Each chapter is about an hour long, and there's six chapters, so it's about 6 hours. I think it could do with a little bit of trimming. But other than that, and it does end on a cliffhanger, which is extremely annoying. I really can't talk about it without going to like a huge thing. But what I'll say is the cliffhanger felt a little too much like a Breaking Bad episode of just like, wait, what? Like, that's crazy. And then it just doesn't tell you anything. And I was like, you really didn't need to do that, but I digress.
Right.
It didn't tarnish the experience for me. Like, if anything, like, it was a big enough like gasp that it was just sort of like, huh, like, I'd be interested to see where that goes, which is saying a lot for me because I hate the cliffhanger ending. But no, that's really my only issue with it is that ending, and some of the second half is a little too, I think it's a little too long. But other than that, no, it's 100%. You should play it. Like, it is a strong enough story that I think that you could have, I think in your instance, I think if you sat a friend down, you know, even someone that maybe didn't play games, like, hey, we're just going to check this out. And I think they'd get into it because there's enough story there that is told strongly, and there's enough time in between the decisions that you make that I think people could get hooked even by the first hour. So I think if you played the first hour and you're not hooked by it, I don't think you're going to be. But that first hour is extremely strong. So I would say yes, pass it on. But no, yes, pass it on. Pass it on to your friends. That is a...
That's crazy, man. Do you realize what just happened?
Has that ever happened?
I think we're four?
Yeah, this is going to be a long game of the year.
You know what? Microsoft is going to release something soon. It'll break the streak. Don't worry about it, guys.
As us fall
right back to hitting things.
I got to look at the list. This is technically a Microsoft game. They published it. So, like, I'm trying to say, like,
it's impossible.
Yeah, like,
it's impossible. We don't like Microsoft games on Microsoft Game Pass or Pass. Like, this is not what we do.
I'm trying to think what's the last Game Pass. We technically passed on Halo 4, but does that count?
Not really.
So let's look here. What was the last? Psychonauts 2 was the last Microsoft game. Although that might be the only game they've released since then. There you go. I'm trying to think. And so they have that game coming out from Obsidian. I don't remember what it's called right now. That's coming out in like December. But that looks pretty good. But we'll see. But there you go. We've got a lot of... Let me look at the chart here. For this year alone, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What's Edge of Eternity?
There's no need for this. 7. Power Washer, Game of the Year. We figured this out a long time ago, guys. We're good.
We have 17 passes so far this year. And that's where we're going to leave you. That's going to do it for this episode. We'll see you next time.
It's been a good year.
Yeah, we're only in August. We got time. So the games that are coming up, we're going to be talking about Weird West as well as Mass Effect. That's all we have currently on the docket. And then I'm looking forward to Two Point Campus as well as Turbo Golf Racing. What's calling my name? The old Game Pass.
I'm looking forward to, I want to do, I'm going to play Inside for sure.
Have you not played Inside?
I've not played Inside yet.
I haven't either. So there you go.
I hear Sins of a Solar Empire : Rebellion. I have to play that game. It's not just because it's a strategy game, but because it's also titled so terribly. I love a long title game, so I'm gonna go into Sins of Solar Empire : Rebellion.
Is that a 4X game?
4X?
Is it 4X or is it RTS?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person. I know nothing about this game.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Continue.
I know literally nothing about this game. It's going to be awful, but I'm in for it. And are we racing? Are we racing, bro? I saw a racing game up there.
What game?
MotoGP.
Oh, Moto. Whoa. I mean, we could. It would be completely out of our wheelhouse.
Get it? Is it racing, bro?
See what I did? Wheelhouse.
Okay, I'm out. Never mind.
See, screw it. We could. I mean, we could.
No, you talked me out of it. I'm good.
Well, I already hit install, though.
Nope, done.
We'll see. No, we'll see what happens. There's just not a lot.
I'm playing Sins of Solar Empire.
Yeah, like we've talked about before. Like these past couple months, like these upcoming months, there hasn't been any like, you know, like, whoa, you know, like I can't believe they got that game kind of thing. And it doesn't seem like there's going to be this month, which is fine. Like we've got plenty to play, but it's kind of weird. So now would be the time. To check some of those out. So maybe we'll do that. I'm going to play a little MotoGP. What do the reviews say? Let's take a quick look. What do the reviews say for this game? I can't find the reviews. There we go.
It's under racing and flying, by the way. So it might be flying motorcycles, which I'm back in.
This game currently has a 1.7. So there you go. Give you an
out
idea.
Out of two?
Out of five. Out of five.
Oh, okay.
I have one friend that's played this. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. We'll see you next time, probably with another dual episode on Weird West and Mass Effect.
Good day, sirs.